Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Welcome to my updated quant analytics dashboard. This is when you get signed up to the analytics service. It's also part of my annual elite service as well. So let me give you a tour of how this works. So in here, when you get access, you'll get access to the training video, which is this, or the walkthrough. We also give you access to the ID and set up an ID with the private chat anonymous secure server for chat, and there is a Android mobile app as well for it, so you can get access to that, and that's for life. Next up, we have the signaling. Right now, I'm only going to be focusing on crypto and Forex with both mean reverting and momentum-based strategies. I'm hoping also to provide some extra code at the other end because everything's in Python, where you may be able to automate your orders. So that's going to be hopefully something in the future. Next, we have the various sections of asset classes and the different features. So I'm going to walk you through these. In here, I go through quite a bit with Bloomberg, and I post summaries of that analysis via the Bloomberg news that I see, and they get divided up into stock or equity, Forex, futures, can be also options, and quite a bit of the econometrics as well. But I'll address those in a minute. Now, what they typically look like is, a 1 minute or 2 minute video that you can get access to via these categories, as I call them. So as I said, there's ones for stocks and equities, Forex, and futures. So these are manually done. Also, sometimes I'll give access to video playbacks for webinars that I do. Also, one of the exclusive things of the Elite service is exactly that. Some of my Monday webinars do get posted in the Elite only, but sometimes I'll make them available in the analytics as well for those that have access. So I said, again, the options is no different than the other asset classes that are just synopsis on, various news items found on Bloomberg that might be of interest for traders for research and analysis only. Okay, so now we get into the area that's pretty popular, is the crypto analysis. There's two sections here. There's the ones that are manually generated, and then there's the crypto analysis that are generated systematically. So systematically is the one that my strategies bots are automatically generating data, charts, files like Excel, Word, reports. All those get get posted here in this section, and then the manual one is the one where those come out of the Bloomberg analysis, because like those can be pretty popular as well, but those are just chart stories or something and some news item that is done manually. So if you're looking for the systematic ones that are automatically generated, you come here under generated systematically. So here these two ones are, okay, so again, this is from systematic, those are from Kraken for now, the Kraken Exchange, and maybe, just maybe, I might go back to Binance as the account grows, and I'll talk about this in greater detail. Let me show you what it looks like, just to give you an idea. In here, we have, now again, this is using Kraken data, so here, you can get access. I'll be posting a tutorial video on greater detail of this section. This right here, you can provide your name optionally or your email, and then manually download a package file of all the latest charts, Word documents, Excel files, CSV files. And then we also have sets of tables here as well that are part of this section. And in that goodie package, you'll get access to all the files, and you get a download link for that. I'll be putting a detailed a video of how those files work in a separate video. So with that, I could also say, so the systematic generator for cryptocurrency is from Kraken. These two, Forex and CFD, are from Oanda. I choose Oanda. I'm not a fan of Oanda, but a lot of my clients are in the U.S., so Oanda is pretty well the last broker that the U.S. has access to for Python support, so that's why I use Oanda. And again, you'll find the CFD and Forex analysis items in there. Similar setup as the Oanda, or sorry, as the crypto as well. So there'll be detailed videos in those sections. So that's the CFD and the Forex. One item I'll say about the CFD is I don't really would recommend trading CFD for a variety of reasons. I mean, they've been banned in the US for a variety of reasons I won't get into, but I do find it is a great poor man's way to get analysis on commodities and stock indices and other indices out there, like agriculture or whatever, or financial, that can be used as a data to see what's going on in the market at that time. So it can be used for that, but I would not recommend trading CFDs directly. Forex is the same, as I said, for both the crypto and Forex. There's momentum-based strategies and now also mean reverting strategies with pair trading for that. So that's all fairly new. The econometrics comes out of the Bloomberg analysis again, and that involves quite a bit of market direction in certain potential areas to invest as a retail trader, or if you're an institutional, which we get as well, you can do that here. And this is always global forward looking as well. From time to time, I do my own analysis with my own scripts that I've developed a while back that do analysis for Europe, do analysis for the US Fed and the US economy. So that's all included. All the rest of the items I've not listed here are now social media posts. So one of the certain areas that I have that is useful is my YouTube videos. Right now, this is going to give you access to the YouTube channel. That's public. Anybody can get access to that. Right now, I've got over 2,600 videos, and it's growing pretty well every day. Also, the charts come out of the Bloomberg analysis. You see here. You'll find I use two areas of Facebook. A lot of people don't want to have Facebook, and that's fine, but there's like hell, there's like 2 billion people using it. I understand if it's a privacy concern, but it's up to you. This is the access. So in the group here, you can get access to, once you're approved, has over 11 or maybe 12,000 people, I'm not sure, but I post a lot of items in there on what people are doing, and just general crypto, Forex, and other type of trading news. Next up in here is the Facebook page, right here. And in the Facebook page is the same thing, but there's a difference here with the Facebook page, and you can get access to it by here under events. That's what I use it for, is events and announcing my up-and-coming events. We have one coming up this week, and usually I do them on Mondays, so there's a rare time I might do it on another day for whatever reason, but you'll get access to all the events here so that you know what's going on. Try to have something every week, as you can see in past weeks. And they usually are webinars that get posted, as I said, sometimes into the video playback section right here. But most of them, because they're sensitive, will get posted into the elite section. So that's a totally separate service. But I'll do a video tour of that in a little bit. And here is a crypto is the most popular asset class of all the stuff that I do. So this will give you a sample of how to use the charts, just as an example. So that's pretty well lit. On the right here, we have various training areas, but that's usually, if you're just the analytics service only, you're not going to get access to a lot of this. So do understand that. Also, there's the various archives that go all the way back to May 2012. I mean, there's literally probably thousands of articles in here and different bonus material. It's really meant for the elite folks. So if you want to get access to that, well, then you know where to get around that. You can always come into the store and you can upgrade, and it's different packages, times as well that you can get through this link right here. Click here for elite memberships. And that's pretty well it. Let's just see if what else there is that I can show. Yes, there are categories here. Some you'll have access to, some you won't. Okay. On the analytics front, also, yeah, that's pretty well it. And then this will take you to the self-serve to change your password, that sort of thing. And that's pretty well it. If you ever have any questions, you can always contact me at either feedback@quantlabs.net or support@quantlabs.net, but probably better to reach me on the feedback. And that's pretty well it. Hopefully this will help you out. And you do choose to be part of this. And also, if you are not, you can just come under the Quant Analytics membership and get a purchase through. We should talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.